It's Morning Edition.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News. It's a Tuesday, September 30th. Today is America's Preparathon, the day the Federal Emergency Management Agency encourages everyone to do at least one thing to better prepare themselves for an emergency. FEMA spokesperson Mary Hudak says storing food and water, creating a ready kit, or emergency communication plans are simple ways to start on the path to preparedness.
We want to take it from just thinking about it to action, to practice one thing that makes you better prepared for a disaster.
Hudak says preparing for emergencies such as hurricanes and rail accidents is particularly important in Northeast Florida. Nearly 15 million Americans are participating in FEMA's National Preparathon Day today, but a group of 15 million others has been quietly preparing for over a century. Our colleague Peter Hayden takes us inside a group that preps religiously, Mormons.
Where could you stash a year's supply of canned potato flakes?
You can put it up under the bed. There's all kind of places you can put it, in the bottom of the closet, up under your clothes. Keep them out of sight and keep them out of mind, but, well, you know where they are. And you have it if you need it.
Walter Jarvis knows where his potatoes are packed, likely not far from his choir books.
Boys who play hard, too, who play hard, too.
Jarvis is an elder in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, in North Florida. And part of being a Mormon means being self-reliant, especially when it comes to food.
There'd be a time that money, it may not be worth the dirt that you could cover it with if you threw it in the earth, because we have no idea what's going to happen to money. But food, you got to have food.
The church encourages members to have a one-year supply of food stored in their houses, 2 years if possible. How? By stocking up on basic staples, buying a little at a time, in cans that last for 30 years, sold at church home storage centers, like this one on the west side of Jacksonville.
We have spaghetti, white flour, regular oats, potato flakes, or potato pearls. And then you've got over here, you've got what we call a starter kit.
What's that?
That's for the family that are just beginning to prepare. They don't know what to do. We tell them to get a starter kit. And in there, you'll see it has hard red wheat, white rice, pinto beans, hard white wheat, quick oats, and white flour. And that's very basic needs.
There are 89 of these dry goods centers throughout the United States, and they are open to anyone. You don't have to be a member of the church. The supplies come from 12 Mormon canning and prepping centers in western states. It's all part of a worldwide network the Mormons have set up to be self-sufficient. In Florida, that network includes more than 670,000 acres of timber and ranch land, making the church the largest private landowner in the Sunshine State. Pat Henry is the editor of PrepperJournal.com, a preparedness community website. He says Mormons set the foundation for the modern prepping movement.
The Mormon model is they were the original, preppers. A year is an amazing amount of food, and if you can get up to that level, that's no small feat.
And to get there, Jarvis says, put first things first.
And so many times, I was guilty in my younger days too, thinking all the little pretty things I wanted, I had to have them. And I learned quickly, as I was raising children, I don't need that. Change your priorities and take care of your family first.
That's advice that we'll keep. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.
The Mormon Home Storage Center is located at 5100 Firestone Road on Jacksonville's west side.